Hi, this is Rabbi Yoni Levin. Welcome back to Daf in Practice. There's an interesting shaila that comes up on today's Daf Nun Gimel and Brachos, whether or not a person's allowed to wish a person a God bless you or a Gesundheit if he were to sneeze in the middle of learning in the Beis Medrash. So the Gemara records a machlokis between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai with respect to saying Havdalah, making the bracha on Ha'esh in the Beis Medrash Motzei Shabbos. So the Gemara says, according to the first opinion, according to Beis Shammai, he says each person should say their own bracha individually. He says, Kol echad v'echad mevarach le'atzmo. When it comes to the Ner Motzei Shabbos, you pass the candle around, and each person says their own bracha of Borei Morei Ha'esh. But then, Beis Hillel Omrim, echad mevarach le'kulan, you make a bracha, one person makes a bracha for everyone, you stop the learning, and one bracha, and everyone's yotze with the Amen. Why? Because Berov Am Hajas Melech, as we know, it's better to do a mitzvah as a group, as a unit, than individually. So the Gemara says, okay, so we understand Beis Hillel's reasoning, because Berov Am Hajas Melech. So why did Beis Shammai not agree this way? Why did Beis Shammai say that it's better for each person to do it individually? Does Beis Shammai reject the concept of Berov Am Hajas Melech? And the Gemara explains, Beis Shammai's concern was, Mipnei Bittel Beis Medrash. To make a clap in the bima and have everyone stop learning to hear the bracha, that would be a bittul beis medrash. Rather, everyone should continue to learn, and each person stops for a few seconds and say the bracha, this way to avoid a bittul beis medrash. So the Gemara then says, Rabbi Gamliel also holds this way, lo hayo omrim mirape, a person doesn't say refuah, you don't say gesundheit, you don't say God bless you in the beis medrash, because of bittul beis medrash. So Beis Hillel clearly doesn't. He's not so concerned with this. Beis Hillel says, it's okay. Okay, you clap in the beam. Everyone says the Havdalah together. Not such a big deal. You lose a couple of seconds of Bittul Torah. Not that bad, but still, in the end of the day, just a few seconds. So you clap in the bima. That's okay. You say a Gesundheit to someone. That's all okay. That's fine. The problem is, when the Rambam paskins the Halacha, in Hilchos Tam Torah, the end of Perek Dalet, he says a person shouldn't speak in the Beis Medrash, only Divrei Torah Bavad. Afilu Mishen is Atish, even if a person were to sneeze, Ein Omrim Lo Refuah BeBeis Medrash. You do not say Gesundheit. You don't say God bless you to someone in the Beis Medrash. That holds like the Shita of Beis Shammai. Just like Beis Shammai says that you shouldn't interrupt the entire Beis Medrash for the Havdalah, you should just have each person do it separately. So to Beis Shammai would say, no Refuah, no Gesundheit to the Beis Medrash. So that's Beis Shammai Shita. How is the Rambam paskening like Beis Shammai? We never pasken like Beis Shammai over Beis Hillel. So Lecha Mishnah says, even Beis Hillel agrees that a person should not say Gesundheit, you shouldn't say God bless you in the middle of Beis Medrash. Of course he's concerned with Bittul Beis Medrash. But sometimes you have a tension, a clash between two different concepts. You have the clash of not interrupting the Beis Medrash, and you also have the clash of Berov Am Hajas Melech. So when it comes to the question of Berov Am Hajas Melech to say the Brach of Havdalah as one Sibur, that overrides the Indian of Bittul Beis Medrash. But when it comes to just Stam learning and a person wishing you a Gesundheit, that's just a Bittul Beis Medrash, and therefore even Beis Hillel would agree that you should not wish a person a Gesundheit, a God bless you, in the middle of Beis Medrash because of the Bittul Beis Medrash. And this is brought down in the Halach and Shulchan Aruch and Yerdeya. Hilchos Tamid Torah clearly writes, the Shulchan Aruch clearly writes that a person does not say afilu mishen esatesh ein omrim lo refuah bebeis medrash. We don't say a Gesundheit. Now the Prisha writes, well, that was perhaps true in the times of the Gemara, in the times of the Beis Yosef. But Bizman is that unfortunately people take breaks all the time. They have interruptions all the time. Certainly now in 2020, people are checking their phones all the time in the Beis Medrash. This is the reality we live in. So Prisha says, therefore, one, just like one interrupts for other reasons, certainly a person should and could interrupt by saying a Gesundheit to someone else. The Taz takes the Prisha to town with this and says that's a terrible thing to do, because once you open the Pesach to stop for Gesundheit, you'll stop for who knows what else. And he was very against this. But nonetheless, the Shach quotes the Prisha Lahalacha that since nowadays we make interruptions anyways, a person could and perhaps even should wish a person a Gesundheit if he were to sneeze in the middle of the Beis Medrash.